Analyst Greg, thanks so much for your patience. Appreciate having you on this morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Very well. America's financial security rises again. This according to some information at bankrate.com. That's good news. Tell us about it.
It is. Second month in a row, we saw a big uptick in terms of how consumers are feeling about their financial security. A couple of interesting aspects to that, Tony. Job security, actually one area that turned positive for the first time since the middle of last year. Same thing with net worth, you know, in both cases. Now, more people reporting increased or better job security relative to a year ago than worse job security. Same thing on net worth. More people reporting higher net worth rather than lower net worth when compared to 12 months ago. So two positive indicators there. And debt, it's a pretty neutral reading. So, you know, whereas people had been leaning more toward the side of feeling less comfortable with the debt that they have now compared to a year ago, it's now even those between those that are feeling better about the debt that they have and those that are feeling less comfortable.
And Greg, you said you write savings is still the Achilles heel of financial security.
Yeah, it really is. You know, when we ask people, how do you feel about the savings that you have now relative to what you had 12 months ago, those that say they are less comfortable with the savings they have now outnumber those that are more comfortable by a margin of almost 3-1. And that's been a pretty consistent reading in recent months. So even though we're seeing some improvement in terms of how people feel in other areas, job security, net worth, even in debt, not so on the savings front. And that's despite the fact that people have managed to squirrel away a little bit more money, but the steady upcreep in household expenses, the fact that incomes are flat and that they're not earning much on that savings, I think really undermines the feeling of progress.
All right, Greg, and now that we've had a good chance to take a good look at holiday shopping, how do we fare?
You know, a little bit more than half of Americans, 56%, said that they spent about what they'd expected this holiday season. You know, people didn't go crazy. Only 17% said they spent more than expected. And about one in four households actually spent less than what they had expected coming into the holiday season.
If folks want to get better to personal finance, one of the best places they can go is bankrate.com. And Greg McBride is their senior financial analyst. Thanks so much, Greg.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Have a great day.